Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Betty King. This goes to Dr. Angela Thompson. On 4/26/22, Mrs. King performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate degree of obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component, period. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator on William Ridway, R-E-I-D-W-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 4/26/22, Mr. Ridway performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/31/21, there's been improvement, period, of paragraph impression, normal study, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Robert Templeman, T-E-M-P-L-E-M-A-N. This goes to Dr. Price. On 4/26/22, Mr. Templeman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/22/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Brady. This goes to Dr. Laura Cummings on 4/26/22. Mr. Brady performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/5/20, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without evidence for bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Lambert, and this goes to Dr. Curry Partis. On 4/26/22, Mrs. Lambert performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient James Rosenstock. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 4/26/22, Mr. Rosenstock performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 366 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 89%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with minimal demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 4/26/22, Mr. Barnett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was a minimal response to bronchodilators, normalizing the forced vital capacity and still leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 11/13/15, there's been no significant change. Period. Napagraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Sherry Valdez. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/26/22, Mrs. Valdez performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/19/21, there's been no significant change, period. Napagraph impression, normal study. Thank you.